Hello, friend. Welcome back to our series, Simple Foundational Healthy Habits for you to start implementing or improving upon if you're already implementing any of these tips that I'm sharing through this series. We would always want to be working on ways to improve. So if it's already something you're doing, is there ways that you can be improving upon that healthy habit to do even better? So often we discover we might be implementing something to a degree, but realize we need to do a little bit better with it. So even if you're already doing these habits that I'm talking about throughout the series, I want you to take time to evaluate, can you improve on it? If improving that would actually be really helpful for you, or are you pretty much maxed out on how much you can implement for your specific needs? Something to really think about and evaluate. The other thing is, you may have noticed if you've been around for a while that I've dropped back to just one episode a week. And that's probably going to be the case for a while. We have decided to drop down to just one episode a week for a while. We may stay that way or at some point may decide to go back to two episodes a week. But, you know, so many things going on and just coming to the realization that one episode a week, I think, is just really good. And so right now we're going through this series, Simple Foundational Healthy Habits for you to start implementing or improving. Because so often we're looking for that perfect protocol. We're looking for the diagnosis. We're looking for all these things to tell us why we're dealing with what we're dealing with, that we often totally miss some very foundational healthy habits. And I've discovered this with clients I've worked with. And so we're going to dive into this some more today. We're going to kind of recap the steps that I've already talked about the last couple weeks, just really quick. And then we're going to dive into today's healthy habit for you to start implementing. Hi, friend. Welcome to Made to be Thriving. My name is Melissa, daughter of the king, wife, dog mom, and a former elementary school teacher turned nutritional therapy practitioner. Are you feeling overwhelmed or even stuck in your wellness journey? You know that how you're feeling and what you're struggling with can't be normal, and there must be a better way. I was there too. I started feeling that prompting of the Holy Spirit to dig deeper, and He led me onto a better path with the right guidance that turned things around. This can happen for you too, and I'm here to help you get there. There is hope as we put our faith first, lean into God's word and truth about how we need to take care of our bodies. If you're ready to stop just surviving and start thriving, you're in the right place. Whether you're in your car, working on your to-do list, or just needing to take a break from your busy day, tune in and be encouraged. Okay, let's dive into part three of our series. If you haven't listened to the previous two episodes, I highly recommend you just stop this episode right now and go back and listen to part one and part two, then come back to this one because they really all build on each other. All of these are really good foundational healthy habits that if we are actually implementing all of these things, it's going to make a big difference. Sometimes we think we're implementing these things, and then when we really take a step back and maybe even start journaling and tracking things and really paying close attention, we realize we're actually not doing as well as we thought. And so there's always ways we can improve. I would say a majority of the time, we all need to do some improvements in these areas. There's areas where we're going to be stronger in, then there's areas that we are going to be weak in. In fact, today's tip that I'm going to go into is kind of my weak area, something that I personally am trying to work on improving. And so that just goes to show you that I'm not perfect either. Yes, I'm in the health and wellness space, but that doesn't mean I've got everything perfect as far as my own healthy habits. So I have things I'm working on as well, right alongside with you. There are some areas where I feel very strong in, I do pretty well in, and so those I don't focus as much. I'm always trying to do better in them, but they're not a huge focus for me because I know that there's other areas I really need to improve in. So this is one of those areas. So we have talked about drinking more water and ways to really support proper absorption of the water we're drinking. We have also talked about eating more nutritious foods, like eating real food and trying to minimize the amount of processed foods, fast foods, pre-made meals that have all kinds of inflammatory ingredients. We need to focus on real foods as the bulk of our diet. So that was talked about in part two. So if you haven't listened to part one and part two about those two topics, then I highly recommend going back and listening to those episodes. Okay. Let's dive into part three today. Part three, our topic today is about implementing more physical activity. This is going to look different for everybody. So often when we think about physical activity, I think a lot of people assume they need to be doing some high intensity workouts consistently throughout the week. That's what physical activity is. Well, that might be true for some, but it's not true for all. What physical activity looks like for everybody can be very different. What is really working well for you and you find so much energy and you just feel really good might not be a good fit for me. In fact, for me, I need to go kind of low and slow. Because of where I'm at in my own health journey, I need to really pay attention to my body and really increase intensity, frequency, all the things. I need to do it at a slower pace. Whereas somebody else can do some high intensity workout and feel amazing. That's just not me. So where are you at? Are you someone who is doing real intense, consistent workouts a certain number of days per week? Are you someone who's doing more low impact, real gentle, just trying to get in some movement? And that's what I want to talk about today. This can look different for everybody. Maybe you just need to start working on going for walks. And we've talked about this in a previous episode, how just going for a walk can make a huge difference in how you're feeling. Sometimes we need to go for a walk just to take a break from all the busyness. You know, if you're at work or you work from home or wherever you're at in the day, whatever you're doing, sometimes we need to take a break and just go for a walk. It can make a huge difference. Now, is this something I'm really good about doing? No. I'll be honest, I know I need to do more walking. There's some days I'm really good about it because of the different location I'm in. On those days, I tend to walk a little bit more. And then with our family, we're also trying to get better about going on daily walks, like in the evenings and stuff. So that's something we're trying to get back into the rhythm and the routine of doing. We used to do it all the time, and we kind of stepped away from that because of life changes and moving and all kinds of stuff. So we're trying to get that routine back into place, and it hasn't quite gotten there, but we're getting there. We're starting to. So going for a walk, that might seem like nothing to someone, but I will tell you, even just going for a walk could be a huge difference for you. Maybe you are walking, you're getting that movement in. Maybe you love to go on bike rides. Go for a bike ride. Go for a jog, go for a run. Finding something that you enjoy that gets your body moving is physical activity. So often we think of exercise and fitness as this regimented activity where you got to go to a class or you have to do this specific time and this specific workout and all this stuff. And a lot of times we discover that we force ourselves to do some sort of a physical activity that we don't even enjoy, so we end up dreading doing it. And then we end up not being very consistent with it because we don't want to go do it. We don't like it. So instead, how about we start thinking about the things we really do enjoy and start being more consistent in that? Okay, so I give the example of going for bike rides or going for a walk, or going for a run, a jog, maybe doing some stretching, doing a home like workout at home. Maybe you've got some fitness equipment at home or just some hand weights or just simple things. All of that is great. The key here is to find something you enjoy so that you're more likely to be consistent. Start your goals with being something that you know you can actually accomplish. So for example, let's say I don't normally work out consistently every week. It's like, oh, a day here, a day there, maybe 2 days this week, maybe 1 day next week, maybe 3 days this week. It's just not consistent. It's just whenever it happens, it happens. Maybe we start setting a goal for, okay, 1 day a week. I'm going to have this 1 day a week where I'm going to spend 30 minutes doing some sort of physical activity. Or maybe you're going to start doing 10 minutes a day, whether it's a stretching activity, going for a walk, riding your bike, just 10 minutes. 10 minutes is pretty doable when you think about it. So maybe you want to start with something just really simple that's 10 minutes a day. Go for a walk around the block. Maybe you're going to do a more, maybe something that's more regimented, an actual workout, something like that. And you found a YouTube channel or somebody you follow online who has great workouts that you really enjoy. Okay, how can you start implementing that consistently? Is it 1 day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week? Find your target goal to start with, because it's better to start with a lower number than to be like, okay, 5 days next week, all 5 days, Monday through Friday, I'm going to work out for 30 minutes a day. And you don't normally do that. You're a lot more likely to fail at that goal than if you started with a lower number that you know you could achieve. Okay, so if you're going from not getting any consistent movement activity on a daily basis, weekly basis, maybe we just need to start low, 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, maybe 30 minutes, 2 days a week. Find what your initial goal is going to be and set it and go for it. And once you get really good at that, that's when we want to start upping our goal. Okay, so if I'm starting with, say, 2 days a week, 15 minutes a day. I get really good at that for 2, 3, 4 weeks, whatever my set time frame is that I'm going for. Now I'm going to level that up. I'm going to add in a third day. I'm going to see if I can go 3 days a week, the same time frame and all of that, maybe same type of activity, maybe another activity, maybe I'm adding in something different, whatever it may be. And see how you do with that. Once you get to a point where you're doing really well with those 3 days, 4 days, 2 days, whatever you've got going on, that's when you start increasing. You could increase your time, your intensity, your frequency, all of the things. So don't set yourself up for failure by setting some really high, unattainable goal that you're going to fail at and then be like, oh, that just doesn't work for me. It's all about our mindset and setting realistic goals. So I'm going to say that again, realistic goals. And remember, realistic goals for you might be different for your neighbor, your family member. That's okay. We are all different. We all have different needs. We have different circumstances going on. If you're finding that when you do a physical activity and you're just drained and exhausted and not feeling good at all, you probably did too much for your body. Even if you think it's something as simple as, I just rode my bike around the block and I just feel miserable. Your body's probably in a state of just high stress, and we really need to work on supporting that by doing low impact, low intensity. Maybe just go for a walk down the street and back. Maybe you need to start very slow like that. Maybe just going for a slow walk around the block. Then as you feel good about that, then maybe try riding your bike up around the block if you enjoy riding your bike. Maybe going around the block with your bike is great. So now I'm going to try going another block. And if that feels like it's too much for you, we need to cut back a little bit. So hopefully you see what I mean by really listening to your body and adjusting your activity based on what you're noticing. So if you are feeling pretty wiped out and miserable after any kind of physical activity, whether it's something you see as being, why would I be so tired after that, but I am, to something super intense where it's a little more obvious why you would be wiped out, we really need to listen to our body, because our body is trying to tell us something. And so if even going for a bike ride around 1 or 2 blocks is exhausting for you, cut it back to a shorter distance. Maybe we need to start with just a gentle walk. I know I use a walk as an example a lot because it's such a gentle, easy workout, not workout, but movement activity that really gets the blood flowing, gets your body moving. And that's the goal. We just want to get moving. And then once we've got consistent daily movement happening, we want to look at, okay, so what are areas that I need to work on in my physical health? Do I need to do some strength training? And do I need to work on flexibility? Do I need to work on more cardio, endurance, things like that? When you discover your areas that you know you need to work on, that's when you start implementing those type of movement activities that are going to help with those areas. But remember, don't go for the hardcore heavy movement activities right off the bat. You want to find things that are going to be more gentle, ease you into it, and the better you feel and the more consistent you get, the more you can increase that with time, intensity, endurance, as far as everything. You can really make changes as you go. So I just want to encourage you, as you're trying to think about how could I be better about getting more physical activity in, start with a realistic goal. And don't feel bad if it's really like 5 minutes a day. Don't feel bad if it's just one day a week. Set a realistic goal. Once you achieve consistency in that, we're going to add on to that. Okay? So come over to the Facebook community. What is your goal going to be right now? I want you to think about it. Think about where you're at as far as your physical activity. Are you doing anything daily, weekly, twice a week, three times a week? Are you not doing really anything at all? You maybe walk out to the car and come in. Like, where are you at? It's okay. There is no shame. What we want to work on is improving. We always want to work on getting better. And so you can start this today. You can start it tomorrow, but start. Don't just continue in the same habits that you have that are not getting you anywhere. It's amazing what can happen when we start implementing these healthy foundational habits that we're talking about throughout the series. The changes that can happen in your body as a result of just implementing foundational habits can be life-changing for somebody. I've had clients that just implemented foundational habits. We worked on them together, and it made a huge difference in everything they initially came to me struggling with. They had no idea that just these foundational things could make such a big difference. And when we worked on them together, they noticed significant changes over the course of weeks or just within a couple months. Everybody's very different on how fast that happens, but we just worked on the foundations. And this is something we do in my programs. So get started, work on the water, work on your nutritious foods, and now you're working on physical activity. Come over into the Facebook group. Each week I've been posting a My Goals for This Week post, and it's these topics that we're going over here in this series. And let us know, what are you working on this week? What is your goal? Maybe you need to work on the same goal for several weeks in a row, and that's fine. Or maybe you're working on implementing all of these challenges each week. You're just adding in each week. Whatever is realistic and attainable for you. Okay. So drinking more water, eating more nutritious foods, and increasing your physical activity are all things you feel like you could target every single day in some way, shape, or form, then go for it. But if that feels like way too much at once, start with one. Okay, just start with one of them. Look at the one that you know you're the weakest in and maybe start there. Or maybe work on one that you're like, I thought I was doing good in that, but I don't think I'm doing as good as I thought. Maybe we just need to work on improving that first and then move to the next one. So head over to the Facebook community. Let us know, what are you working on? How can we encourage you? Because that is what we want to do. We want to connect. We want to build that community to support, encourage, and really cheer you on. Be there for you as you are working on improving your overall health and wellness without spending a fortune. It is possible to improve your health and wellness without spending a fortune and doing all the testing and all the things. I highly encourage you to start with the foundations first. Okay, start with the foundations first, and you'll be amazed the difference it can make. Okay, so I'll see you over in the Facebook community. If you're thinking, you know what, I really want to get a consultation, we do have a quick start consultation session. Sorry, words are hard. But you can book a consultation with me, and we will have one session. We will go over your health history, your health goals, and come up with an initial plan based on your individual needs. Okay, I'm not about blanket, like everyone needs to do this type of diet, that type of diet, this type of workout. I'm not about that. We all have individual needs. And so if you're looking to get a little bit of advice, do some brainstorming with someone, I would be happy to have a time with you where we can do that. There will be a link down in the description if you're interested in booking a session. Go do that. The times are very limited, so do that as soon as you get a chance. Book a session. Let's get started. Let's at least give you some direction on where you need to head. And yeah, let's start taking those steps forward. Don't keep sitting in the same place you are. Let's move you forward. Let's get things rolling, okay? Hope to see you in the Facebook community. Otherwise, I will talk to you soon. Hey friends, if this podcast encouraged you and taught you something new, leave a review and hit that subscribe button. The next thing you can do is share this podcast with a friend or even in your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag us at Made to Be Thriving. Come connect with us over in our Facebook community or send us a DM over on Instagram. I pray this has blessed you in some way and you find encouragement knowing you are not alone in this journey. There is always hope, and let's focus on making the progress that is possible. Information provided to date are for informational and educational purposes only. The information and education provided is not intended or implied to supplement or replace professional medical treatment, advice, and/or diagnosis. I'll meet you back here soon.